is W Mobile.
KN4 TFW. Back again.
There you can. At least I remembered your name that long. I'm getting better. we be headed home. The daughter thinking that the kids would tell her, we be going to do this and we be going to do that, and so we be going to head for home.
Well, I got my... He's from Anderson. You want to tell him hello?
Are you keeping pretty good company there with Grandpa? Nice mouth there, Ken. ours are 15 and 13, I guess. So they're usually doing something or got their head in virtual reality or fighting on the web or something there with one of their games. And tonight they wasn't home yet. Where was they at, Bernice? Jordan's at cooking school, and Isaac's probably doing athletics. Sports, more likely.
10. We're going to get a couple of hot and ready pizzas for dinner, and then I'll be back on. But we have 11 grandkids, so we'll talk to you in a minute. KN4 TFW.
How old are you, Ken? My gracious, you sound like a very young man.
Well, I appreciate it, but I'm 62.
Well, I'm 47 and dyslexic and retarded. I retired. You get your pizza in 0TR.
Right.
See you in a little bit in 0TR.
Be back in a minute.
10-0-TR Mobile, GSP Airport. Headed north. Well, that pizza sounds good. I'm getting hungry. We usually just eat two meals a day, Ken, and today has just been too much running around and haven't had the time. So I think I'm going to get stew and what else, Mom? Tomato and cottage cheese or something else. Maybe toasted cheese or something. But not what I normally get. Yesterday we went to Little Rebel. Boy, I'm telling you, their food's just like home cooking almost every single time.
Yeah, you like the little... And we're just picking up these pizzas. We get them once in a while, but the grandkids are here, so I got the youngest one is 4. She's with us, Alice. You talked to her the other day. And then Nathan, he's with us today. Got to take him back to Anderson tomorrow, but the oldest is, the oldest must be 15 or 16 in Canada with her mom. And then the rest of them are just kind of spread out here and there.
Never been, to my knowledge, is Canada. The kids live in West Bloomfield, Michigan, and you just drive across the bridge there, and you're in Windsor, Ontario. So I can say I've been over there. We went over, and it's beautiful, the bridge, and then there's a tunnel there also, and it's always full of automobile trucks from the big manufacturers, but it's a gorgeous bridge across there. And let me see, we went to Chincoteague Island up in the northern part of Michigan, which you on Lake Superior, that's pretty close to Canada. Life Below Zero shows and the First Alaskans, and it used to have mountain men all the time, but I think it's just off for the summer.
Those shows and that, and yeah, they live in Toronto, so I've been up there. Not my most favorite place to be. I mean, that's a huge city. Just can't believe how big it is. And my oldest stepson, he's 45 or so, but he lives in a suburb of Detroit. So yeah, we've been right across the river from Windsor before, and so we get to go up there once in a while and visit him.
Bloomfield, there's close. Well, Shelley, the oldest daughter, she went to the University of Michigan. And we got one grandchild there, her daughter. And she's going to Ohio State, and she's working at Home Depot this summer. And she's the one that likes horses. And that's an expensive hobby. But, a place that, in Toronto, I watched a show one time, and it was a series. It was on the wrecker drivers that worked that highway out of Toronto in the wintertime. And as the kids say, OMG, I'm telling you, ups up there. Our son-in-law is a corporate executive for a company that's based out of Toronto, so he's up there a lot, although he lives in Michigan.
We've been up there a total of 3 times, and I just... Man, it seemed like I drove for 45 minutes in the same direction. I never got out of the city. You know, and they do everything they can to discourage you from driving up there. And they'd rather you take, you know, the public transportation. We took, we took the trolley to the subway, to the Walmart, and then took the bus back. And got the trolley back to the house and everything. And that was definitely an experience. And that, and Susan's a little claustrophobic, and it was like, the subway was kind of like trying to put sardines in a sardine can and cramming them in there like you see in the Oriental countries. And I thought she was going to go redneck on somebody.
Yeah, it's a homogenous society. I know the feeling lives up there to the University of Illinois, Northwestern University, and University of Michigan all in one trip, and she auditioned for each one of them. She's a professional musician now, and she wound up going 5 years to University of Michigan, and then she went over to Vienna and studied for a year, and then come back, and then she went back over there, and when her husband got a job over there for their company, and got another degree over there, and so she speaks pretty good German. I let her talk to an ambassador in Washington, D.C. one night on my ham radio, and they each spoke German. And he said, you know, Tom, he said, that's the closest American I've ever talked to that I could not tell was not pure German. So I was kind of proud of that. But I'm not proud of the fact she's a Democrat. But other than that, I love her.
Right, well, we have arrived, and that's so we're going to go try to get some of this pizza down. Annette, and you, Miss Bernice, have an awesome evening, and hopefully I can catch you another time on the radio.
Bye-bye.
KN4TFW. You going to tell him bye?
Bye-bye.
We're clear. 7-3, stop.
You have a great-grandpa there. Take care of him and be good. KN4 TFW in 0TR73.
Chippy truck.
And you're kind of in between the 5 o'clock traffic there, so it's 5 o'clock somewhere, but not here yet, and thank God for that.
A little bit early, so I'm glad of that.
Well, I'm in, dropped off 3 pork butts for the daughter's 4th of July celebration, and they just acquired their new pontoon boat over on Lake Lyman. They haven't got it yet, but it's done. And I'm glad it's them having to pay for it and not me.
I don't know that I'd want to make a real big purchase right now.
It was ordered, what, 6 months ago, maybe? Something like that. So, yeah, they might go along with you on that now. They'll be all right. But and the son-in-law, Scott, he wanted all the... Well, not all of them. They don't fish, as a general rule. But if I get the chance, and in the fall when it turns a little cooler, Bernice and I are going to start fishing a little bit again and go over there and stuff like that. But, boy, out there on that lake when the sun's coming, not a place for this old man.
Matt, it's been doing a number on me out in it, or in and out of it, through the day here.
91 in the car, and I'm looking up at the carport here, and it says 92, so I think that's pretty accurate, Patrick. Well, I'm glad things went well for you today. I hope you had some good business. It's tough all over. We're going to get in there and have some mass consumables. I think Ken was going to have pizza. He had 2 grandkids with him. He sure don't sound like he's 62 years old. He sounds like a young man, doesn't he?
Face to face, and you wouldn't realize he's 62 years old. That's for sure.
Or you would realize it. I just tell people I'm 47 and dyslexic, of course, but I lie. Shoot. Well, I've got most of the eggs today. You know, a daughter sent me a little plaque, a patriotic plaque, and I went out and hung it on the flagpole out back. You'll have to come by and see my new antenna. But it looks pretty out there. And I might hang one out in front. I don't know. It's supposed to be a stepping stone, but I didn't want to use it for that. I had to laugh. It said something about because of the brave, or home of the free, and because of the brave, or something. And it's red, white, and blue, and it's like a stone, but I don't think it'd stand up to walking on it. But I turned it over, and you'll never guess what the tag said on the back. China product. So what I did is I got the scraper out and I scraped both them suckers off on the back and got some goo gone and even took the stickery part off. Arg. That's amazing. Well,
hi, Patrick.
There's the War Department, and I'll let you go, Patrick. Glad you had a good day and most of all a safe day. I'll say 73s. KO4HKX and 0TR. 73's Patrick.
To Miss Bernice, y'all have a great 4th of July. If I don't talk to you again, then enjoy. Stay safe. KO4HKX, and I'll be mobile and monitoring.